It's the best conversation that I get to have each week. I'm Sully, and I'm talking now with Rick Limpert on Radio1057.com and also available on a number of different other channels. Rick, you're not joining us from the normal undisclosed Starbucks location or the home bunker. Where are you today?
Yeah, the undisclosed Starbucks, I wouldn't be getting any work done. I'm at an undisclosed Atlanta Bread Company, which is kind of a throwback. I used to go to Atlanta Bread Companies all the time before I found a comfortable Starbucks. So nothing better than a warm bagel and cream cheese and a smoothie here at the Atlanta Bread Company.
Well, I think what we should do is continue to pepper Atlanta Bread Company and Starbucks with this audio to see if we can't prompt them to send us a $20 gift card.
Well, I can hit a different place every week, Sully. We can really spread the love around.
Rick Limpert covers technology, sports, and a number of different topics for some national outlets and local as well here in Atlanta. But you can follow him, most importantly, on Twitter. And be sure to check out his website, updated daily, wirelesswednesday.live, where you can follow all things Rick. And Rick, with it being December now, holiday season really officially upon us, time to talk about some things that are very important. The security of the packages that you're getting shipped to your home, because that's how we get gifts to one another now.
Yeah, more and more. This is kind of near and dear to my heart because I, as you know, Sully, I get a lot of packages for products I have to try and review and then sometimes send back, and I got to mail things out. But packages are a lifeline for me, and I get a little nervous when I'm not around the house during the day because I get, you know, multiple packages delivered some days at my front door, and they're kind of a sitting duck there for, you hate to say it, for the thievery that happens. 85 million shipments going to happen this holiday season, Sully. So this, we're going to give some tips for how people can protect their packages a little bit.
Yeah, you don't have to go far, too, to learn about people getting packages stolen from their either homes or apartment complexes or even offices. And we're going to get some great tips from you. Let's start with one that really is a miracle of modern technology, the ability to track packages as they're en route to you through the companies that are shipping them.
Yeah, this is an obvious first tip because now tracking is available just about on every package that we send, whether it's through FedEx, UPS, the U.S. Postal Service, international carriers. So the best way, you make sure you get that tracking number when you send something out, and maybe you can get it from a person or a company when they mail it to you so you can check the websites for when it's going to be delivered. Sometimes you can include a specified time for drop-off when you're going to be home. And then you can also switch, maybe have it been held at a local facility for pickup if you're not confident in someone delivering it to your door. Tracking it is very key.
Chatting with Rick Limpert, as we do every week. Another thing you can do is to ask a friend or a neighbor to leave a note if you're out of town. This is where neighbors can really be helpful.
Neighbors can be helpful, and just leaving a simple note sometimes will be helpful. But, you know, we all have a neighbor maybe we trust or we're good friends with in our neighborhood or on our street. And maybe this is for if you're going to be out of town for a few days, have them check your front door, your porch or whatever you have to see what's delivered. Have them either bring it into your house or have them hold it until you get back. And that eliminates those packages stacking up at your front door, which is really, I mean, it's a sign for people to come up and see what's there. And you know, that happens to me, Sully. I get those packages sometimes pile up. Sometimes I take a picture of them just to show people that I actually do get these products to review. But ask a neighbor or friend to help out when you're not around.
And a shout-out, too, to all the people who work for these big companies, USPS, of course, UPS as well, and FedEx and many others. They really do a great job, and they want to make sure that you get the stuff that you've ordered or that's being shipped to you and that it's safe and sound. So always a good job by them. Another alternative, require a signature. All these companies offer it. That can slow things down sometimes if you're not home, but it will definitely make sure that it's going to get to you.
Especially if you have a valuable item being shipped to you or maybe a one-of-a-kind item, have them require a signature. If that's an option, you may pay a little more, but this can save a lot of headaches. And like you said, the companies want the packages to get to the person that it's intended to. This is what keeps costs down. This is saves them time and energy with filing claims and that type of thing. So sometimes on that really special item, you want to make sure the person that it's intended to gets it, require a signature.
Now, it might cost a few bucks to get yourself a Wi-Fi camera for outside so you can have some security, but there are many affordable options. And local news stations are going to be appreciative of this, because if your packages do get stolen, at least you'll have some compelling video to give them to run it on the 6 o'clock news.
And you're right, the stations. I kind of take pride and watch those videos and how they nab the people that do take the packages on your porch. But D-Link, Sully, we've talked about them before. They're a company that makes these Wi-Fi cameras, really durable, really good. The 2330L is a great one that'll go outside, and it can face your door or a walkway, help you see any activity that goes on, maybe where those packages are. You can see the feed anywhere with the My D-Link app, or you can record the feed for looking to later and store it on a micro SD card for proof. And this is a great way to see what's going on outside your front door.
What if you were able to capture by a Wi-Fi video camera somebody stealing a Wi-Fi video camera that had been shipped to you for security reasons? That would be cool.
That would be ultimate in irony, Sully. That would let's hope that doesn't happen. Let's hope the Wi-Fi camera gets to you first before the thieves do.
Explain a little bit more about this D-Link cameras and the motion and sound detection capabilities that it has on there. That sounds a little scary.
Yeah, well, it really clicks on when you get that motion or a sound outside your front door. So it may catch the squirrel running by or the bird flying up to your door nesting. But it really triggers in when somebody comes to your front door. So it'll also send a Snapchat or a video clip notification through the app to you when motion is detected, so you can see what's going on out there. Maybe, I mean, during the regular day, you can see maybe when your kids get home from school, or when your cleaning person comes in, or in your case, Ollie, when the butler arrives at your place, you can see that information all when you're out of your mansion or your suite there, Sully.
Exactly. Oh, no, it's usually somebody telling me to turn the TV down because I have it up too loud late at night.
Well, I thought you were going to say the bill collector showing up at your house.
Oh no, I'm a very resourceful guy, and despite all of my challenges, I make sure that I pay all of my creditors. And then we hear so much on TV and radio commercials for, as you just mentioned, the see who's at your door. Through those features, is that really taking off in the way that we would led to be to believe?
I think so, and I'll learn more at the CES show in January when I go out there about this home technology. But we see the commercials for another company that have been broadcast all holiday season. But actually, I like the Gate Smart Lock, which is a motion activated camera that's right into your door. You can talk to people that maybe are at your door even when you're not home. Remotely lock and unlock your door for, like you said, for a cleaning person or for a relative maybe that's coming to your house, all through your mobile phone. So Gate was fully funded on Indiegogo. It's a legitimate product. It's kind of a 3-in-1 deal, pretty affordable. I've talked with the CEO. He's a guy that cares and a real guy that's really passionate about this. And this is just another way of protecting your home. So these are some great ideas.
Wrapping up with Rick Limpert, be sure to follow him on Twitter, his handle, Rick Roswell, and check out the website, Wireless Wednesday. .live for all things Rick. What's up for this weekend football-wise?
Well, we got the SEC championship game, so it's taking place in Atlanta, and of course down at the Dome. The last one at the Dome. I don't know. You think it's really going to be a good game, a close or good game? I think Alabama's a big favorite, and I think we're all just kind of waiting for the NCAA playoff system to start. And Alabama, I think, over Florida Saturday.
I mean, no question about it, right? I heard a stat, though, that was staggering about Alabama, and there are so many of them. But defensively, I don't know if there's ever been a better Alabama team than the one that they have now. I think they went 4 consecutive games without giving up an offensive touchdown.
Yeah, and then I think in the last 2 of those games, nobody got within the 10-yard line of scoring. So this Alabama team, I don't know if this is Alabama team is one of the all-timers, or I think the SEC has been a little down this year. And that made Alabama maybe look a little better. But I love these championship games. I love the playoffs. I'm glad we get an undisputed national champion in football. And I know you'll be watching and following, too, along with soccer.
Always good to catch up, Rick. Hope you have a great rest of the weekend and a great week. And we'll chat again next week.
Thanks, all. Talk to you next week.